Now it's time for today's Dave Ross's commentary, brought to you by Washington Federal.
Diagnosis: loneliness. For some people, the holiday season only seems to make their loneliness worse. And doctors are seeing this in patients who come in complaining about physical symptoms with no obvious cause.
They may be in pain, anxious, and they try and ask questions about who are they living with and how often do they get out of the house to see other people.
Dr. Danny Lowe practices family medicine at Seattle's Swedish Medical Center, and he will find that patients will come into his clinic just to be able to interact with another human being.
Seeing those same people, maybe those people who treated their parents, it can be really relieving to chat with someone who you know and who knows your story.
It'd be easy to tell them they really don't need a physician. But Dr. Lowe says that would be a mistake because he sees loneliness as a public health crisis, every bit as serious as smoking and heart failure.
Data shows a strong association with loneliness to increases in cardiovascular disease. There's a risk of early mortality of up to 30%.
When I have a more pedestrian question, is a loneliness diagnosis covered by insurance?
It is not, and that's one of the challenges.
Fortunately, the prescription is usually inexpensive. Phone call, family dinner, joining a group project. In fact, if you know someone who's lonely, the prescription could be an invitation from you.